There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk US politics and economics now. Aaron Cutler is a lawyer with the law firm Hogan Lovells. He's based in Washington, D.C., where he is, among other things, very active in politics as a staunch Republican. He's a regular visitor to Dubai. We always enjoy getting him in the Dubai Eye studio, so he's back. Morning, Aaron.
Morning. Thanks for having me
today. Lots to talk about. Let's kick off with one of our top business stories today, which is the trade war between the United States and this time India. The US has imposed some restrictions on India, and India has retaliated. I'm oversimplifying, but broadly speaking, what do you make of the way that the Trump administration is approaching these trade issues?
I think it's been clear from the outset that President Trump is going to be quite aggressive with tariffs and other actions that he can take in a unilateral fashion with respect to trade. Now, India is the latest country that is come in the crosshairs, but really his focus since he came into office has been on China and on Mexico and Canada. But India is getting in there as well, and I think they'll try to negotiate something.
He's called India the tariff king before, hasn't he? Just recap why that is so. What is the Trump administration's, I was going to say beef with India, that's inappropriate. What is their concern with India?
Well, I think it's India is a growing, booming economy, and I think the Trump administration feels like they got a lot of exemptions that are for developing countries, and I don't think India meets those qualifications anymore as a growing global economy.
Talk to me about the trade wars more broadly. I think it's fair to say that in the Business Breakfast studio, we lean against the trade wars. We'd rather they weren't happening. This is Dubai. We're a trading entrepot. We'd like the global economy to be thriving. So tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why the trade wars actually in the medium to long term are a good thing.
Because China needs to be held accountable. I have clients and stories of folks that do business in China. They have partners in China, and then their IP is stolen. It's not fair.
Can you give me an example of that? I'm sure you've signed all kinds of NDAs and non-disclosure, but what can you tell me?
That you sign a partnership agreement, you're doing business in China with a partner, and your IP is then stolen, and the Chinese partner is then using your IP, holding themselves out as the creator of that IP, and cutting out the business from that partnership going forward. It's not fair. Even Democrats, even folks that hate President Trump with a passion personally, they are supportive of President Trump's stance on China because they're sick and tired of China just taking advantage of U.S. businesses.
I think there are a lot of people who thought that China would sign everything that was on offer during the trade talks, but then perhaps renege on some of the intellectual property side of it. But the fact that they haven't done that, that they have held out, suggests that they're taking the thing quite seriously and that what does come out of it could be pretty substantial.
I think that's the hope, is that when it finally gets done and it's signed, there are substantial reforms to IP and there are protections for businesses, companies doing business in China, because you can't keep doing it that way anymore. It's not fair. So we need to have some sort of fairness in the system.
I mean, Donald Trump has taken on most of his major sort of trading partners all at one time. China, Canada, Mexico, India, Tokyo's coming. Do you think he's bitten off more than he can chew in some ways? Just because it's diverting his attention to this rather than everything else that he could be getting on with.
I don't think he's bitten off more than he can chew, but I do think that taking off the tariffs from Mexico and Canada, the aluminum steel tariffs, as the China tariff war is heating up, I think that made a lot of sense because it was a lot to handle at one time.
We've got an election coming up in the not-too-distant future, November 2020, and already the campaigning has begun. I'm going to ask you, as a Republican, first of all, to look at your opponents, the Democrats, who are still trying to find a candidate. Objectively, how do you assess where the Democrats are at the moment?
Well, it reminds me a lot of where Republicans were in 2016, right? It was a wide open field. We had 20 candidates as well. I think they're up to like 24. They have a lot of really solid candidates. But I think the Democratic Party is really in a fight with itself over whether they're going to be the moderate, old school Democratic Party that, you know, came up with solutions and worked across the aisle. I think Joe Biden reflects that part of the party, or they're going to be the really progressive left-wing Democratic Party that is Medicare for all, free college tuition, lots of government benefits for everybody. And that's the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is not even a Democrat. He's a self-proclaimed socialist. He's an independent, but he's running on the Democratic ticket and quite popular and doing quite well in the polling.
Who would the Republicans fear as a candidate in 2020?
That's a great question. I think Joe Biden scares Republicans the most because he's very popular in states that President Trump flipped that were really important, like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, sort of the Midwest Rust Belt states is where Vice President Biden has a lot of popularity.
Is he not too old? He's 76. He'll be 77 at the almost 78 at the next election.
Well, I think President Reagan, when he was debating, once famously said, "I'm not going to use the youth and inexperience of my opponent against them." And I think, you know, Vice President Biden can say the same thing with President Trump. They're very close in age. So this is the time for Vice President Biden at his advanced age to make a run. It's not like he's running against a Barack Obama or, you know, a 50-year-old, 55-year-old. He's running against a 70-something-year-old gentleman as well.
And what about the Republican ticket? It's going to be President Trump, isn't it? I think that's a given.
It's going to be President Trump. I think former Governor Weld is in the primary, but that's not a serious challenge, in my opinion. I think President Trump has it pretty solidly locked up.
And as a Republican, we've got, 2.5 years of Trump now. If we're grading him from A to F, what would you give him so far?
I give him a really high grade, honestly. I think, and that's based on where the economy is right now, I'd give him an A. I think the economy is booming right now. My friend, I have a personal friend that was unemployed for a decent amount of time, and he got a better job than he could have ever hoped for in this economy.
How do you address the fact that sort of the Chinese economy is slowing down slightly and sort of the global economy has concerns? A lot of it is down to sort of the worries over the tariffs.
Right. I think that's true. And I was just in China a few weeks ago, and the message I got from the Chinese was, we need the U.S. We need to work with the U.S. We need, the world is stronger when the U.S. and China work together. And I think the U.S. feels the same way. So we just need to come back to the table and get a deal. And June 28th, June 29th, President Trump will be in Osaka, and hopefully he and President Xi will have some serious time together to work this out on a president-to-president level, because they can get things done.
If they don't work it out, how much of a negative would that be for President Trump?
So I think it would be a negative in the fact that the markets would react pretty strongly, and that would hurt the economy and the U.S. economy. And going into the 2020 election, a downward U.S. economy is not a good thing for an incumbent president. So I think he needs a deal. Maybe not as badly as President Xi, especially with what's going on in Hong Kong right now. I think President Xi, it's another bad thing.
Aaron, we're going to have to leave it there. Pleasure talking to you. Appreciate your insights today. Aaron Cutler is a partner with the law firm Hogan Lovells, based in Washington, D.C., but today here in Dubai. Nice talking to you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.